I have a notebook, so get comfortable. Thank you, Steve, for that introduction. I'm glad to be here with all you fine folks today. We have a full house. I'm going to start out with things I've learned as mayor by Mike Hinn. If you parachute into Carbondale, you might get elected mayor. If you are elected mayor, never ever send an email to anyone. And if you reply to an email sent by the person who said that you parachuted into Carbondale, never ever 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 hit reply all. Because the next day, the headline on the Southern Illinois editorial page will read, and I quote, "Mayor Henry's secret little meeting." And by the way, I have that headline framed. I'm going to pass it down to my grandchildren. I like it. So things I have learned as mayor. It's been an interesting 7 months as mayor. Citizens of Carbondale have a new mayor and three SMB, of course, and three new members on your city council. And I would like our council members to stand, the ones that are here. Please stand, everyone. Thank you. We also have a new interim city manager, Mr. Gary Williams, formerly the Assistant City Manager for Economic Development. He brings a lot of energy and private sector experience to the job, Mr. Williams. Our new police chief is Mr. Jeff Grubbs. Chief Grubbs has more than 24 years of experience with Carbondale's Police Department and has served as interim chief twice before, most recently for 13 months. Chief Grubbs. We also welcome Mr. Ted Lomax as our new fire chief. Chief Lomax has more than 25 years of combined experience as a Carbondale firefighter and as assistant chief. Our fire department has 31 highly trained and professional employees. Chief Lomax. Your city council has a lot going on now through May 1st. The city's budget, obviously, is our first priority. We are currently in fiscal year 2016. That will end on April 30th of 2016. The budget for fiscal year 2017 will begin on May 1st of 2016. This is just 4 short months away. This year's budget process is at best very difficult due to the uncertainties of funding coming from the state of Illinois. There's also the possibility that the state will demand higher contributions to the state's pension system. What many of you may not realize is that at the last city council meeting, we abated millions of dollars of property taxes that were originally put in place to pay debt service and pension costs. This has been done only recently for the past few years, and we now pay those costs out of our general fund. General fund revenues come from a local government distributive fund, which is the share of our citizens' income taxes they pay that get back to the city. This is another source of funding that is under threat from the state of Illinois. Local sales taxes and taxes on food, beverage, entertainment, and gaming also go into our general fund. Staff is currently reviewing our financial status and will be sharing that information with the council as it becomes available. We've already received preliminary applications for funding from our local agencies and will start our evaluation process of those applications very soon. In January, I will ask our city council to discuss the method for choosing a permanent city manager. We will be discussing when to start the process, as well as whether or not we will use an outside consultant. Once started, the process should be completed in 5 to 6 months. Carbondale can and should be the cultural center of Southern Illinois. Carbondale Tourism, Carbondale Community Arts, the Park District, Carbondale Music Coalition, Varsity Center for the Arts, and Carbondale Main Street are just a few of our community organizations that are working toward that goal. We should initiate and support activities in Carbondale like concerts, art shows, festivals, and other community events. These venues need to be publicized regionally to draw in not just our local folks, but those from outside the city too. We should promote the SIU campus as a major cultural and activities hub for Carbondale. Plays, concerts, speakers, sports, etc. The SIU administration is already working to bring more events back to campus. And let me say this once more. We are committed to bringing more events and entertainment to the campus and around town. This past weekend, SIU hosted an event at Shryock Auditorium that featured local musicians and benefited the Park District. Terry and I were there, and it was phenomenal. It was the main level of Shryock was sold out, and like I said, it benefited the Park District. But it was just a great, great evening of local blues musicians primarily and singers. And just a few weeks ago, we had a street concert that featured a nationally known artist. These kinds of events attract visitors from all over Southern Illinois and benefit our businesses as well as our students. Our downtown revitalization project is good for both Carbondale and for SIU. Ideally, it will encourage more of our citizens and students, as well as people from out of town, to thank Carbondale for entertainment, dining, and shopping. The Downtown Advisory Committee continues to work with the consulting firm of House Hill Levine to bring forward a plan for our downtown. The consultants will present the report in early 2016, and we can expect conceptual drawings as well as an analysis of what is achievable and workable for our particular situation. Gigabit internet access is already available along Route 13 through Carbondale and along Illinois Avenue down to Mill Street, where the Evolve project is. Gradually, as the providers continue their build-out and the demand increases, higher internet speeds will become available throughout the community. We are also reviewing a proposal from Ameren and communications providers for the relocation of utility lines along Illinois Avenue to areas behind the buildings. Currently, we're completing a survey of our local businesses to assess their needs in this endeavor. The Evolve building, which is currently 95% occupied and was made possible through the use of our tax increment financing district, TIF for short. As expected, a great deal of economic activity has been taking place near this project. Storefronts have been updated, vacant properties remodeled, and occupied. This entire area is becoming the southern gateway to our downtown. What you see here, which I'm looking over my shoulder, should be the Hilton Hotel, which is another project enabled through TIF incentives and financed by local investors. The hotel will be constructed on the site immediately south of PK's, and will extend from Illinois Avenue across to University Avenue. It will have 90 upscale rooms, some of which will be suites and extended stay suites. We expect construction to start in March of 2016 and be completed in the spring of 2017. This is something we have sought for many, many years in Carbondale, and we're finally going to get it. This is a conceptual drawing of a multimodal center for Carbondale. As you know, Amtrak is a vital resource for SIU in helping students access Carbondale more easily. This center would be also used by taxi and bus services. We anticipate that it would include a restaurant as well as retail shops. Construction would be funded primarily through federal and state grants, and both Congressman Mike Boss and Senator Durbin have provided ample support. Centers such as this one have recently been completed in Bloomington Normal, home of Illinois State, in Champaign Urbana, of course, home of the University of Illinois. Heartland Women's Healthcare has started construction on the most recent facility located on East Walnut Street. This project, also with local investors, replaced the dilapidated apartment building and is a tremendous improvement to that part of town. The building will have medical facilities as well as a restaurant and retail shops. We're also working on a comprehensive bike plan that will extend throughout the community. SIU tells us that there are a record number of bicycles on campus and a growing number of our citizens are bicyclists. Plans are nearly complete for a bikeway on the east side of the tracks that will connect the campus to Route 13. And we have recently completed a dual-use sidewalk bikeway in front of the University Mall. We are now in the process of installing financial software that will significantly improve our accounting system and also provide the public with extensive online options for financial transactions and other interactions with the city. Currently, we must compile many of our reports manually. This new system will produce them automatically. This upgrade will occur over the next 18 months. Since our police officers are the most visible of city employees and have the most interaction with our citizens, I want to spend a little time talking about the department. We have recently installed a new records and evidence management system for our police department. This system streamlines the department's reporting and data entry systems and thus makes us more efficient. With this system, we can track every call for service from the time it is received until the conclusion of the investigation. This investment in the police department infrastructure totaled over $100,000 and illustrates the commitment that we as a city place on public safety services. Chief Grubbs has reevaluated police enforcement priorities and made adjustments that increase the presence of police officers in our residential districts. Neighborhood-based patrols have been reestablished as one of the top priorities of the police department. The efforts of our police officers resulted in the reduction of crime in the Arbor District by 38%. For this year, our community-wide crime index, this is an index of all crimes in Carbondale, has been reduced by 14% to a 20-year low. Absolutely. Of significance in this preliminary report is a 53% drop in the crime of robbery and a 41% drop in the crime of burglary. And I will tell you that our state's attorney tells me that when we make arrests, we have the information so that he can make a get a good conviction. So, Chief Grubbs has revitalized the community policing and outreach programs to place a priority on citizen input and then addressing concerns in ways that enhance the partnership between our citizens and their police officers. Some of the highlights include initiatives with our civic organizations, our business community, and of course, SIU. New and reestablished programs such as the Citizens Police Academy, the police and community together Halloween event that we just had at Addicts Park, and the community Christmas store are important parts of our community policing initiative. During this holiday season, the community Christmas store will provide Christmas gifts to over 100 children in our community. And by partnering with SIU Athletics on Coats for Kids program, the store will provide over 150 children with new winter coats. School Resource Officer Barry Bales was named the recipient of the Charles Lemming Student Council Service Award. This award is highly regarded because it is given by the Student Council on behalf of the students. It is important for you to know that our police officers are among the most highly trained, well-educated, dedicated officers you will find anywhere. I hope you will join me in supporting the efforts of our officers for the work they do to make our community safer. This next statement comes as no surprise. Carbondale is a university community. As they grow and prosper, so will we. Myself, Randy Dunn, President of SIU System, and Brad Caldwell, Chancellor of SIU Carbondale, are committed to a new spirit of cooperation between the city and SIU. And Brad, if you would just stand for a moment, right here. Dr. Caldwell. The city, chamber, and university have regular monthly meetings, and once in a while, we call a special meeting. Recently, right after I was elected, President Dunn and I participated in a fundraiser for McLeod Summer Playhouse as the Blues Brothers. Rhonda Dunn played the nun with the ruler. Personally, I think she got a little carried away with the ruler. Reminded me of third grade. And for the first time ever, the mayor and our chancellor, along with our wives, drove together in Light's fantastic parade. Well, these seem like little things, but they are extremely important as an indication of the level of cooperation that we have now and that we're going to build upon in order to restore both Carbondale and SIU to our greatest heights that we can attain. So, okay, there's only 2 pages left. Here are a few items regarding SIU that I would like to share with you. According to U.S. News and World Report, SIU Carbondale is among the top 100 public national universities in the country. This year, SIU moved up 36 spots in the annual rankings, one of the largest jumps of any university. In the 2015 Forbes magazine list of America's most entrepreneurial universities, SIU Carbondale is 27th among the nation's 50 most entrepreneurial research universities. That is a jump of 10 spots compared to the 2014 ranking. In January 2015, SIU Carbondale received the 2015 Community Engagement Classification from the Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching. One of just 361 colleges and universities out of over 4,000 nationwide to earn the recognition for its commitment to service and outreach. U.S. News and World Report, Military Times, and Military Advanced Education magazines have all recognized SIU's strong commitment to serving veterans and active duty personnel. And this year, the city and the university for the first time had a combined Memorial Day service. Veterans Park here. It was a wonderful service, and we're going to keep doing that. It's just a great thing for our veterans. The universities for the community website at www.forthecommunity.siu.edu, and I dropped a couple of flyers on tables here earlier. Not everyone has one, but it's a one-stop connection to all the educational, recreational, and entertainment opportunities. And this is the key part, that are open to the public, as well as special programs, exhibits, and facilities, and other services available for public use. If you have not been in Morris Library lately, you need to make the trip to Morris Library. Terry and I toured that building the other day. I haven't been in for probably 20 years. It is a phenomenal facility, and it's open to everyone. So I invite you to get out there and see that. Carbondale is a great place to grow up in, to go to school, raise a family, and retire. I know I've done it, except for the retirement part. We have a lot of good things going on and more to come. I ask each of you to be positive about our city. Get involved, volunteer, and for heaven's sake, vote. Get to know your neighbors and the cat lady at the end of the street. Be kind to one another. A simple nod of the head and a smile go a long way today. We are a diverse community, and that diversity is perhaps our greatest resource. And since I'm being hosted by our Carbondale Chamber of Commerce, I will say shop local and shop often. Our local businesses are strong supporters of our charities and our children, not to mention the city needs a sales tax revenue. In conclusion, I will say what I have said many times before. Together, we will make Carbondale the city that you and I, our children, and our grandchildren are proud to call home. Thank you very much.